This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you may recall, we played the clip yesterday. I'm going to play it again for you so you can hear it again. But Jen Psaki with massive whoppers of lies. And so I want to play the clip again just for context of what we're going to do here with this exercise. But see, I got distracted by all the lies that Jen Psaki said yesterday in her response to Peter Doocy's question about why they're banning life-saving treatment. And so I got distracted by all the lies. I missed it out on the irony. So I want to revisit this. And so you can listen to the original clip here and hear the lies. But then I want to revisit that clip and then show you the irony of it. So here's the original clip from yesterday of Jen Psaki lying to the American people about life-saving treatment that the Biden administration is banning.
What the FDA is making clear is that these treatments, the ones that they are fighting over, that the governor is fighting over, do not work against Omicron, and they have side effects. That is what the scientists are saying. We have sent them 71,000 doses of treatments that are effective against Omicron and are effective also against Delta. And they are still advocating for treatments that don't work. We've seen, unfortunately, from the beginning in our pandemic response, a range of steps or pushes that have been made through social media platforms, unfortunately from the mouths of elected officials, and the advocating for things that don't work, even when we know things do work. Injecting disinfectant, promoting other pseudoscience, sowing doubt on the effectiveness of vaccines and boosters, and now promoting treatments that don't work. We know it works, vaccines and boosters. We have a range of doses of things that do work in treatments, and we're providing those to Florida. Go ahead.
Jeff, okay, so, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and break down all the lies she just told again. You know, but, again, the body language of this woman is just, it's so demeaning. Like, she's perched on top of you. She's the boss. She's the authoritarian. No, you work for us. But, again, I'm just getting distracted. But, see, she's pointing. She's henpecking. She'll tell you what's good. She'll lie to you, and you'll take it. So I was so busy addressing the lies yesterday that I missed out on the irony of what she was saying. Because if you take out just a certain words that she says and insert a different word, it still has the same effect. It's actually more honest. So this would be an honest Jen Psaki yesterday. And you'll notice we did a little editing here, but if you said a different word instead of the words Jen Psaki was using, it would actually be honest. So this is going to be a little clunky, but here's an edited version trying to make Jen Psaki appear to be honest.
What the FDA is making clear is that these
vaccines,
the ones that they are fighting over, that the governor is fighting over, do not work against Omicron, and they have side effects. That is what the scientists are saying. We have sent them 71,000 doses of treatments that are effective against Omicron and are effective also against Delta. And they are still advocating for
vaccines
that don't work. We've seen, unfortunately, from the beginning in our pandemic response, a range of steps or pushes that have been made through social media platforms, unfortunately from the mouths of elected officials, and the advocating for things that don't work, even when we know things do work. Injecting
vaccines,
promoting other pseudoscience.
There you go. Huh. Good job, guys. So you see, that's actually honest. The vaccines don't stop the spread. The vaccines aren't working. The vaccines have side effects. Now, even if you wanted to say that about the other treatments that they say they aren't banning, that they are banning, everybody knows they're banning it, and then Psaki says, oh, we're not banning it. You are banning it. Everybody knows you're banning it. Your own Democrat Party has called you out for banning it. But everything she says about the other treatments is true about vaccines. So whether it's true about the other treatments or not, it is true about vaccines. So you're welcome, Jen Psaki. We just corrected the record for you there, and we made you a statement that would have been the most honest statement that you would have ever made in your life, probably. You're welcome, Jen.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That these
vaccines,
the ones that they are fighting over, that the governor is fighting over, do not work against Omicron, and they have side effects. That is what the scientists are saying. We have sent them 71,000 doses of treatments that are effective against Omicron and are effective also against Delta. And they are still advocating for
vaccines
that don't work. We've seen, unfortunately, from the beginning in our pandemic response, a range of steps or pushes that have been made through social media platforms, unfortunately from the mouths of elected officials, and the advocating for things that don't work, even when we know things do work. Injecting
vaccines.
Promoting other pseudoscience.
So nice. I had to play it twice. Great job by the crew. You're welcome, Jen Psaki. We were just correcting the lies that you told yesterday. We couldn't do it all the time. We'd be here 24 hours a day, but we decided to do you a favor. We do you one solid right there, just correcting the record. It's the vaccines that don't work. It's the vaccines that have the side effects, but you don't want to be honest about that. How much money does Jen Psaki have in big pharmaceutical companies, I wonder? Or does she just lie for fun? I mean, lying for profit, I guess, is one thing. Lying for fun is another. Maybe Jen Psaki's on one of those sides of that coin. We're in the second hour now of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here sitting in for Alex. And we are just getting started on the news. In fact, let me get into the latest COVID news and vaccine news that we have here. Now, a lot is still being uncovered, but it's really just additional information and proof to what we already knew about Fauci and Daszak and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know the story. Now more evidence is being collected to prove it, and not just prove Fauci's involvement and knowledge, but now we have all the evidence that he actually actively covered up the truth that he was involved in the Wuhan lab and that that's where the virus came from, with payouts of millions of dollars to doctors and scientists who were questioning the official narrative. Yes, that's how corrupt that dirtbag Anthony Fauci is. Let's look at the latest. Jim Jordan puts this out. January 27th, 2020, Fauci learned that his agency had been indirectly funding the Wuhan lab. So we now have that proof on record, so he can't deny it. Now, he knew it before then, but as far as just proof of receipts of him having knowledge of that, we had now have that dated to January 27th, 2020. So this was really before the COVID panic began. January 31st, 2020, Fauci learned that the virus looks engineered. And so now we have the receipts on that. Dozens of emails and phone calls going to Fauci saying, hey, this is not natural. This came out of a lab, and all scientists and doctors agree with it. And so now we're learning of the behind-the-scenes communications and power plays that were made by Fauci to cover this up. And everybody's starting to cover it, including Fox News. Fox News special report outlines fresh questions on what Fauci and government knew about COVID origin, because they're publishing all the receipts of Fauci covering it up, paying off people who questioned it, covering up his involvement, covering up the Wuhan leak. We now literally have all of it on record. It's all, I mean, Fauci is caught red-handed. This is ridiculous that he has not been investigated in a criminal investigation yet. So now listen to this clip of Jim Jordan really explaining it with the massive bombshell that should land Fauci in jail with after a proper investigation. So here's Jim Jordan just laying it all out perfectly in clip 7.
2 years ago this month, Dr. Fauci has put on notice that the virus most likely came from a lab that was doing gain-of-function research. He gets a letter on January 31st, 10:32 p.m., 2020. He gets an email, from Dr. Christian Anderson that says, the virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. Dr. Fauci goes into complete overdrive to cover this information up and not present it to the American people. He organizes a conference call the next day with Fauci, Collins, and 11 virologists from around the world on that call. Dr. Gary on that call says this: I don't know how this happens in nature, but it would be easy to do in a lab. 4 days later, those people who express those sentiments start to change their position. They write a piece in Nature Medicine magazine on February 16th. It first gets published online. That piece is then cited on February 9th, 2020, in the now famous letter in The Lancet that becomes the gospel that this thing, according to Fauci and this group, didn't come from a lab. All that happens in 20 days. So they go from this thing looks engineered, this thing is not consistent with evolutionary theory, this thing could not have happened in nature, this thing would be easy to do in a lab, to completely changing their position. And here's the kicker. The two guys who said those things, Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gary, 3 months later get rewarded with an $8.9 million grant from Dr. Fauci to continue to do research on coronavirus.
So that sounds like exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Fauci paid off doctors and scientists to cover up his crimes against humanity. Now, here's the next ripple here that is going to be, I think, realized perhaps by the individuals in the Republican Party like Jim Jordan and others who are investigating this. Perhaps the doctors and scientists that are going around the planet warning of what Fauci has done, like Dr. Malone and the lawyers and all of it. I mean, this isn't going to go away. I mean, maybe Fauci gets away with these crimes, but the whole world is going to know what a rotten scoundrel he is. And I'm being kind. Here's the next realization, folks, to just put a cap on how evil Anthony Fauci truly is. We all knew about COVID in January of 2020. That's obvious. The doctors all knew about COVID in January of 2020. They were already doing research. They were figuring out what's going on with it. They were telling Anthony Fauci about it. Now, why didn't the American people start to hear from Fauci or the Trump administration or any of our health bureaucracies about COVID or shutdowns or border shutdowns until February of 2020? Why? Because in January of 2020, Fauci's number one priority was covering up his footprints. Fauci's number one priority in January of 2020 was not warning America about COVID, was not stopping COVID from coming here, was not trying to figure out the origins of COVID or how contagious it was going to be. It was covering up his involvement in the lab and paying off any doctors and scientists that could have figured it out. So we now have Dr. Anthony Fauci caught red-handed funding the Wuhan lab, caught red-handed covering up the truth of the Wuhan lab, and then caught red-handed delaying the information from getting out until he could cover up his own tracks leading back to the Wuhan lab. That's your Dr. Fauci. That's your Dr. Mengele. That is perhaps one of the most evil, bureaucrats in American history, Anthony Fauci. It's disgusting. Now, see, this is where we have to be careful, because I want Fauci protected. I want teams around Fauci. I want suicide watches on Fauci. I don't want a little hair harmed on his head. I am not calling for any violence against Anthony Fauci. And if anything happens to Anthony Fauci, we want to hold that individual or group of individuals responsible. I want a legal investigation into Anthony Fauci. I want it all to come out in court. And I want the world to see what Anthony Fauci has done in a criminal investigation, in a court of law. So, Fauci needs security personnel around him 24/7, maybe just in a jail cell for the crimes he's committed. I don't want any violence done against Anthony Fauci. Not a little whisker harmed on his buttocks. But I want him in court explaining his actions and the crimes he's committed that we all know he's done.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Heading to Ottawa to demand the resignation of Justin Trudeau, a trucker convoy, the Freedom Convoy, over 50 miles long, some estimates are 70 miles long, active right now. And so what is Trudeau doing? He's gone into hiding like the coward that he is. Why don't you just resign, Trudeau? That's what the world wants. Let me try to get the rest of this COVID news off of my desk. So the Biden Surgeon General has called for Joe Rogan to be censored. I'm just curious, why doesn't Biden Surgeon General just go on the Rogan Experience? Why don't you just go on the podcast, you little bitch?
I'm the Biden Surgeon General. Joe Rogan should be censored for vaccine misinformation. Joe Rogan needs to be censored. Look at me. I'm a big, strong man. I'm so confident in my stance on vaccines and COVID that I'm going to censor anybody that disagrees with me. I'm not going to go on the Rogan podcast. I'm going to hide like Justin Trudeau because I'm a coward and a little bitch.
You know what? The Biden Surgeon General is such a joke, I can't even remember his name. And you know what? I don't even care to. Just look at that pipsqueak. Just look at that intellectual midget. What a coward. Go on the Rogan podcast, you coward. Hey, Trudeau, why don't you stand and face the truckers and the Canadian citizens that you've wronged, you coward? But you know what? In a way, let me just draw back. Good. You know what? Good. Because this is my attitude all year. Good. Democrats, keep censoring, keep mandating, keep making demands. Just keep it up. And then when the time comes for the rubber to meet the road, go into hiding like the cowards that you are. Keep showing the world who you are, Democrats. You're phonies, you're frauds, you're liars, you're tyrants, you're authoritarians, you're fascists, and then at the end of the day, you're cowards. Just like what you want. Oh, they want war in Ukraine with Russia. Really? Why don't you go over there then? Why don't you pick up a gun and a helmet and a bulletproof vest? Why don't you go stand in the way of the Russians if they're going to go into Ukraine? No, you won't do it, because just like everything else, you're a coward and a fraud. But I can't belabor this too much. Let's move on. Here's more of the censorship. In China... China has changed the ending of Fight Club so that the authorities win. Is that where you want to live, folks? You want to live in a Chinese censorship type of world? You're getting a taste of it. Anti-vaxxers making at least $2.5 million a year from publishing on Substack, says The Guardian's Dan Milmo. You know, I don't even trust that as accurate. I see the news reports that they put out about me or InfoWars, and they're like, Owen Schroyer makes this much money here and this much money doing that. Like, reporters claiming that I'm making millions of dollars on YouTube. I've been banned for 4 years off YouTube, you jackasses. I've never made a dime off of YouTube. So I'm sorry that I don't believe this story about Substack users making millions of dollars on vaccine misinformation. I don't believe that one bit. I've seen how they lie about me. And then... I'll be careful here, but like, you know, and then the people that think they're about to make a bunch of money off of me see that, Owen Schroyer's not worth millions of dollars. How could this be? I read the news report. Schroyer's got millions. Oh, oops. Yeah, you went and looked in my bank account. You figured out, no millions, no Russian payouts, no Jewish shekels, no big money from YouTube. No, not a dime. But they just lie. So, a journalist might make $1 million reporting on the news in a good way. Oh, God forbid. But big pharmaceuticals are making billions and billions and billions off of medical fascism. And you don't have a problem with that, do you? Like the good little fascist you are. I don't know who came up with this, but the unvaccinated are not a threat to society. They are a threat to authority. That sums it up quite nicely. Fully vaxxed and boosted Democrat Senator Mark Warner tests positive for COVID-19. Yeah, the vaccines don't work, Jen Psaki. Yes, keep censoring. Dan Bongino permanently banned from YouTube. You gave Dan Bongino his wish. He is one of the investors in Rumble. Now his Rumble channel will get millions of views a day instead of his YouTube channel. Good job, YouTube. And here's the other thing, too, because when InfoWars got censored more than four years ago or whenever it was, people looked at it like, oh, it's just InfoWars. Oh, it's just Alex Jones. Oh, it's just the conspiracy nuts. Oh, it's just the guy that rides around on a scooter coughing to make fun of COVID, Owen Schroyer. And they just had these wild, inaccurate views of InfoWars at the times. But see, now, because they know they're good people, they know they're telling the truth. Dan Bongino knows he's being honest about things. All the other people that are getting banned and censored out there know they're being honest. And so then they see it happening to them, and they're saying, wait a second, I'm telling the truth. I'm a good person. I'm not lying. Why am I getting censored? I'm not InfoWars. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not Owen Schroer. Why are you censoring me? I'm telling the truth. And then the thought process starts to happen of, oh, I guess Alex was telling the truth. I guess InfoWars was telling the truth. Oh, wow, okay. So just keep banning. YouTube bans another prominent conservative over questioning effectiveness of masks. Oh, yes, the mask, which Fauci said didn't work, but then he says it's the greatest thing ever. Florida doctor, families sneak ivermectin to loved ones in hospitals with COVID-19, see improvement. Yeah, but Psaki says, we're not banning any treatment from COVID, and then you just look at all the areas and they are banning it. And so you literally have to go onto the black market to get life-saving treatment for COVID because this fascistic medical authoritarian regime doesn't want you to use anything else other than a vaccine that doesn't even work and that actually destroys your immune system so you keep getting COVID. Because that's what it is. Why do all these vaccinated and boosted people keep getting COVID? Because every time they get a vaccine, they destroy their immune system. So then they get COVID again and they get sick. And then they get another vaccine and they destroy their immune system. Then they get COVID. Then they get sick. It's a never-ending cycle to make you a slave of Big Pharma. I mean, just, wow, how am I living in this? Like, wake up. Like, this is a dream. Like, this is a nightmare. Like, you're just in a dystopian science fiction movie. Just wake up from this. This can't be real. Chinese scientists warn of potential high fatality transmission rate of the new COVID strain, Neo-COVID, the newest COVID strain. You've also got BA COVID that they're finding out. BA COVID. Ooh, what's next? BS COVID? Or is it just straight BS now? You also have the Omicron sub-variant, they're saying. Omicron sub-variant, even more contagious. Oh, my God. We've got coronavirus neo-COVID. We've got BA coronavirus. And now we've got Omicron subvariant. Pick your flavor. Which one do you want to be afraid of? Which one do you want to vaccinate against? Pick your flavor. We got all kinds of flavors of tyranny. We got all kinds of flavors of propaganda here. And don't worry, in 2 weeks we'll have another made-up name for a virus that's a vaccine variant that the vaccine won't stop, but you'll definitely get it because you took the vaccine. Because you're a good big pharmaceutical slave now. Oh, when did Big Pharma conquer the planet and not tell anyone about it? I guess they wouldn't want to brag about that. Boy, then you might be onto them.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you that Alex Jones is in the building. So, who knows when he could come smashing through the video board behind me like the Kool-Aid man and say, oh, yeah. So, we will be monitoring, but he's having some business meetings right now. Let's get into some of the sickness that's going on at schools. Now, I want to start with a phenomenon that continues to happen, and that's parents that dare, not want their kids to be forced to take a vaccine or not want their kids to be forced to breathe in their own exhalation.
and suffocated under a face mask, or parents that don't want to see their kids watching porn in schools. They're getting arrested. This is still happening. A caller on the nationally syndicated Chris Plant show, based out of Washington, D.C.'s WMAL, told the story of how he showed up to say he's sick of the restrictions on the kids at schools. And so what did the principal do? Called the police on him. Listen to this story in clip six.
Yeah, the bottom line up front is that my kids were denied education 3 days now. On Monday, they were segregated to the library for the entire day, my older two anyways. And when my wife and I went to pick them up at the end of the day, I refused to put a mask in the school office or refused to leave until I had my kids, and the school principal instructed the staff to call 911 on me as if I, the parent, am the threat, because that's what they view us as. They view parents as a threat. It's not anybody else. It's us standing up for ourselves. And I pressed the principal on if he was okay segregating my kids, and I didn't have a good answer. They seemed to be okay with segregating our kids, and this is an okay thing.
So there you go. So, yeah, well, you ask the teachers, hey, why are you segregating students? Why are you forcing them to wear a mask when it's illegal? Why are the schools still shut down? What's the response?
911, we have a terrorist here. Oh, my God. They're asking me to do my job. They don't want me segregating kids. They don't want me to be torturing the kids. They don't want me showing the kids porn. I don't know what to do. Police, save me.
It's happened in Virginia. It's happened in New York. It's happened in Texas. Yeah, you dare try to have a good education for your kids as the liberal Democrats running your school try to destroy them, and they call the cops on you. The cops that they wanted to fund, by the way. Isn't that convenient? They love calling the cops when they need them, but when they're violent rioters and looters and arsonists are running around, then they don't want the cops involved. Just incredible to be witnessing this, ladies and gentlemen. Just truly incredible. But there's more. Now, I use this as some more context to go into the continuation of children being attacked by the school system. But this story came out the other day from The Sun. Most Pornhub-obsessed cities revealed, and New York isn't the top of the list. We were surprised. America wasn't the most obsessed country with porn. And it turns out that London and Paris, so England and France, seem to be more addicted to porn than the U.S., at least in those cities. And then you had New York and Los Angeles following, and then Milan, Sydney, and Rome and Houston also following along that list. So, I mean, I guess the education system being overrun by liberal communists is upset that the U.S. is not the most porn-addicted country on the planet, and so they want to introduce and indoctrinate the kids to being obsessed and addicted to pornography at a young age. And so that's why you see the drag queen story time. That's why you see all the pornographic material being revealed to children at schools. That's why you have all the new social media apps that are marketed to young kids, showing them softcore porn. That's why you have the Cardi B's and the Meg Thee Stallions doing softcore porn for kids on TV. I guess they don't like this. They want Americans obsessed with porn. We should be trying to reverse this trend. We should be trying to say, hey, you know what? Let's have America not even on the list of most porn-addicted countries. It's an unhealthy, disgusting habit. We all know it. But no, let's make the kids love porn. And then Lena Dunham, the bull walrus, says, porn is actually healthy for me. Look at how sick it is. Getting back to the school issue. Texas school district requires parents sign an NDA form to challenge pornographic books. So because here's what it is. They don't want any of this getting out to the media. They don't want people to know that they're literally showing kids pornography. They don't want parents and the media to find out that they're suggesting books for children that depict pornographic acts and sexual acts and homosexual acts. It's disgusting. And they've been caught doing this all across America. Liberals teaching children as young as 10 years old and younger how to have sex, how to give blowjobs. And then when the parents show up because it's the most disgusting thing ever, what parent wants their kids watching porn? I mean, are you kidding me? It's just the teachers that don't have kids. It's just the liberal communists that want that, I guess. And so the parents show up to these school board meetings or the book challenge meetings, and they say, hey, stop showing our kids porn. And they say, well, look, you're not allowed to discuss anything you've seen here because we don't want people knowing that we are sexualizing the children like a bunch of pedophile perverts would do. So sign this NDAA, and then maybe we'll consider taking out the pornographic material from the libraries. Wink, wink, we're just going to put it in a special section now so that the kids are more drawn to it. And that's what they do. That's literally what they've been caught doing. It gets even more insane. School district denies litter boxes for students identifying as furries. My God, the bigotry. For people that don't know, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but some people identify as a furry, and that's when I guess they believe they're a stuffed animal. And so they walk around in animal onesies pretending to be stuffed animals that come to life. And this is a whole identity, I guess, that children are getting into now. Again, you know, I used to like riding bikes and skipping rocks and climbing around creeks and building tree houses and, God forbid, maybe firing a firework off sometimes at the neighbors or ding-dong ditching or, you know. But now kids are trying to be furries and they want litter boxes at schools? What in the hell is going on? But imagine the bigotry of a Michigan school district that won't let your kid have a litter box at school because it identifies as a furry? Teacher fired for not meowing at student who identified as a cat. Oh, jeez. Look, you know, we'd like to have an education system that worked for us, but it doesn't, folks. And unless you have full confidence in your public school district, you just gotta, I wouldn't go anywhere near it. Mother claims school locked child in library for not wearing a mask. Yeah, we've seen all the barbarism of the treatment of these children eating outside in freezing weathers because of COVID, segregated based on vaccine status or mask status. It's just disgusting. And then here's the kicker. University of Pittsburgh report tries to explain away barbaric experiments with aborted babies. Oh, we're not experimenting with aborted babies. Hey, what's this experiment with aborted babies? Oh, well, that? Oh, no, that's a good thing. Oh, what has happened to our education system? Oh, that's right, liberals, Democrats. That's what, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I'm glad more and more people are starting to sound like InfoWars, but this is still the mothership, ladies and gentlemen. Keep us in orbit. Keep us on the air. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I love all the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But you know what? Maybe you're not into supplementing. Maybe you don't want emergency food. Maybe you don't want the water filters, the air filters, and all the great supplements. That's fine. But you do brush your teeth, don't you? I'm assuming you brush your teeth. We've got the best toothpaste. It's the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. It's my favorite toothpaste. It's the only toothpaste I use. Everybody brushes their teeth. Everybody uses toothpaste. Why not shop with the good guys and get the best toothpaste in the process? Dr. Jones Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste, fluoride free at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To CNN discussing how important it is to have a border in clip two. This is incredible.
Why should Americans care about what's happening in Ukraine?
Because it goes to a very fundamental principle of all nations, which is that our borders should be inviolate, that our sovereignty should be respected. If the international system is to mean anything, it should mean that no country can change another country's border.
Wow! Oh my gosh! That's the White House National Security Deputy Director talking about how important it is to have a strong border. You don't have a country without a border, he says, but he's talking about Ukraine. Huh. Odd, because we're getting invaded right now. In fact, I would stand to guess that there were more people that invaded the U.S. at the southern border last year than Russians will be going into Ukraine. And do you think the Russians are just going to suck off the Ukrainian system and break the economy and replace the Ukrainian workers? Interesting. So the White House Deputy National Security Advisor goes on CNN, talks about the importance of borders and how you don't have a country without borders, and yet allows the U.S. to not have a southern border. Okay. Okay. That's all right. That's the country we live in. Got you. That's our government. That's our leadership. I see. Okay. We're going to play that game. This is your daily, hourly reminder that government is satanic. Let's take a look here. Now, the DHS Secretary Mayorkas had a meeting with Border Patrol agents the other day, and folks, it was a disaster. Now, they didn't want any of this going public. Some of the audio did link. Some of it is at Town Hall. They aired some of it on Fox News. But basically, Mayorkas is just getting his ass chewed out by Border Patrol agents. And now former Border Patrol agents are going on record as whistleblowers talking about how bad it is and how essentially Border Patrol under Biden has turned into a human trafficking operation. That's how bad it is, folks. See, and I was thinking to myself last night as I'm watching Fox News cover all of this a year behind InfoWars. That's fine. Hey, okay, fine. We're the tip of the spear. I get that. But I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you know, imagine if I had video of busloads of pregnant women coming across the southern border illegally being dropped off into Texas. Imagine if I had video of busload of COVID positive illegal immigrants being dumped off into hotels in the United States of America. Imagine if I had video of a woman who has all the earmarkings of a gang member with multiple Santa Muerte tattoos carrying unaccompanied children to the airport. And then when cameras are on her, she freaks out, hands the baby over to another unsuspecting woman who's like, she doesn't know what's going on, says, oh, this is your baby. And the woman's like, what? This isn't my baby. And then that baby gets loaded onto an airplane unaccompanied with no parents. Who knows where she's going? Imagine if I had all that video. Oh, that's right. I do. Oh, remember how they were using a fake taxi to move the illegal immigrant hordes? Yeah, there she is right there. Oh, that's right. We have all that video. We even have them on getting on the planes. We even have them taking the children, the pregnant mothers. We have all of it. We covered it all for weeks. It's just, you just see all this going on and you just wonder, how much longer can this go on? I mean, how long can you run criminal operations in broad daylight? But see, that's what it is. They're getting us used to crime. They're getting us used to just having normal everyday activity being, yes, you're going to experience crime. So it's like we have to retract and we have to say, no, crime is not normal. No, it is not normal for crimes to happen at this rate every night in American cities. It is not normal to have Border Patrol acting as a human smuggling operation. This is not normal. This is not normal. It's not normal for Anthony Fauci to be funding bioweapon creation and then covering up his research by paying off doctors millions of dollars of taxpayer money. None of this is normal. But see, that's what they want you to get used to the crime in your local life. They want you to get so used to the crime, the carjackings, the muggings, the stabbings, the shootings, the theft. They want you to get so used to that. They want to make that so normal in your life that when you see the massive crime of human trafficking operation by the Biden administration, when you see the massive crime of Anthony Fauci covering up bioweapons research that he funded, you just think, oh, it's just normal. This is just the planet, just a crime-ridden planet, crime world. It's not clown world. It's crime world. And they just want you to think that that's normal. No, it's not normal. We can live in a civilization that's not overwhelmed with crime. San Francisco police mark 567% increase in anti-Asian hate crime reports in 2021. Now, you have to ask yourself, what has caused this such a dramatic increase in anti-Asian hate crime? Now, remember, they first said that this was white supremacists doing anti-Asian hate attacks. Except now you've had more than a dozen people, it's dozens now, of individuals have been arrested for the Asian hate crimes. And guess what? Not a single one is white. So why all of a sudden do you have a 567% increase in anti-Asian hate crime? Is it the tail wagging the dog where the media says, look, Asians are discriminated against and it's white people doing it? So non-whites just go out and start doing it under the guise that the media is going to say that it's whites doing it? Did the media foment this by putting the narrative out there? Is it just because people are reporting it as anti-Asian hate crime where they weren't before? I mean, something is going on here with a 567% increase in the crime. And the reason they gave us white supremacy is obviously a lie. So what's actually causing this? Or is this just more of a side effect, just another statistic in the Democrat crime spree that's taking over this country? Hospitals aren't even safe. No, I'm not talking about how they're killing people. Gunman opens fire in waiting room of Bronx hospital. Unbelievable. Man steals huge 70-inch TV from Seattle store, released without bail. I mean, folks, remember the video we played yesterday where Michael Rappaport is stunned? He's like, I just watched this guy fill three bags of stolen goods, and now he's just walking out of the store like no big deal, right in front of security. Yeah, that's a Democrat-run city with Democrat judges and Democrat politicians and Democrat voters. So it's so ridiculous. This individual who has 33 crimes in the last couple of years, 33 times, I believe it was. And it's so ridiculous now. He loads up a 70-inch flat-screen TV onto a cart and just walks out of the store with it. I mean, that is ridiculous. Oh, I'm going to take three backpacks into my local Rite Aid, and I'm going to walk out with all of the stolen goods, and no one will do anything. Oh, I'm going to take a 70-inch screen TV, and I'm going to walk out. Nobody's going to do anything. That's how out of control it is. By the way, this individual not only has a long criminal history with 33 cases, he's also tried to or attempted to steal from that same Target 22 times in the last 3 months. Now, look, I am against nonviolent criminals being in jail. Let me be clear. I do not believe nonviolent criminals belong in jail. But, I mean, this is just ridiculous. We've got political prisoners being tortured in jail cells when real criminals roam the streets. Crime, homelessness, high taxes, why Hollywood elites are leaving L.A. and then voting Democrat in the cities they leave. Biden's DOJ says arsonist who killed someone during BLM riots should get lesser sentence because he was protesting. There you go. A BLM murderer caught up in the riots of the Democrats from 2020 kills somebody, and the DOJ is saying he shouldn't even be punished. He only burned down a pawn shop and somebody died inside of it. That's not his fault. He's a peaceful protester. But that grandma that walked through the Capitol with American flag, I don't ever want her to see the light of day again.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.